early. Otherwise, we'll have sunny skies, high of 81. Friday night, partly cloudy, temperatures at 59 degrees. Currently, it's 68.
Friendly, personalized service to meet your banking needs. That's the standard at First National Bank, Frankfort.
My community bank has responded to the changes needed to keep my money safe and secure. They've switched to cards with the latest technology, which is safer and more secure than before. My community bank provides safety and security while staying on top of the latest banking trends.
Let First National Bank's brand of banking be responsive to your needs. First National Bank, Frankfort, proud to be your community bank. Member FDIC.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. A coroner says a 23-year-old Kansas man died after he fell while working on a roof at an eastern Indiana animal feed plant. The Wayne County, Indiana coroner, Ron Stevens, says Jacob Bug of Hutchinson was working with a roofing crew about 1 o'clock Tuesday afternoon when he fell about 40 feet at Richmond's Purina Mills plant. It's not clear what caused the fall because no one witnessed it. Stevens says the 23-year-old Hutchinson man sustained blunt force trauma. An autopsy was scheduled for this week. The babysitter of a Wichita toddler whose body was found in a field has been ordered to serve 18 months of probation. Wichita Eagle reports that Tyrea Miles was sentenced yesterday for interfering with the investigation of Journey Bland's death. Miles had been caring for the 2-year-old in the days before her May 2016 death and initially told the police she'd left Journey with a friend. Mid-America Network News.
For garden color from the ground up, start with the ground. Vigoro colored mulch at the Home Depot. Right now, a special buy, 5 bags, just $10. It protects your plants beautifully and keeps its color for up to 12 months in shades of red, brown, or black that really set off your garden, as well as your summer. Beautiful gardens start with Vigoro colored mulch. Right now, 5 for just $10, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th while supplies last. U.S. only, limit 60 bags per customer.
Hi, Tom Baudet, trying to align my chakras around this hot yoga thing. Yep, they finally found a way to make working out even more uncomfortable. Well, at least with Motel 6, you've got one less thing to sweat. They've got clean, comfortable, and now completely updated rooms at a great low price. So the only thing you're stretching is your dollar. Sounds like my kind of place to namaste. I'm Tom Baudet, and we'll leave the light and the AC on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
A former Kansas Highway Patrol trooper has been indicted on a charge alleging that he used excessive force in 2013. Federal grand jurors in Topeka returned the indictment yesterday in the case against James Carson. The indictment says Carson caused bodily injury and violated the civil rights of a person identified only with the initials RT. The U.S. Justice Department provided no details about what happened in a news release. The Republican-dominated Western Governors Association has endorsed the aims of the Endangered Species Act, but asked Congress to make changes, including giving states a bigger role in clarifying recovery goals for species protected by the law. The association approved a resolution on the act yesterday during a meeting in Montana. Endangered species protection is controversial because it usually brings restrictions on mining, oil, and gas development, as well as agriculture and other economic activities. Mid-America Network News.
At Blue Valley Insurance, we offer a wide variety of insurance products to fit your needs. We have policies for your home, business, or farm, plus automobile coverages for your cars, pickups, trucks, and semis. We also have policies for your toys, such as motorcycles, campers, boats, ATVs, and golf carts. We can custom fit a policy to your lifestyle. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance and invite you to stop by one of our offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville for an insurance checkup.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The overriding consensus of public comments at a meeting Wednesday night of USD 364 patrons was to provide as much tax relief as possible and then prioritize additional recommended improvements with remaining funds. Input was sought by Superintendent Bill Mullins and several board members in attendance who are dealing with a matter of $4 to $5 million in bond money issued for school improvements that is now available as interest rates came in lower than expected and nearly all construction bids have been below estimates. Since the total $25.9 million in bonds have already been issued, It's unlikely the district can redeem the long-term obligations early. Various means may allow some measure of tax relief, and using the funds as a reserve against actual tax collections if they would fall short, shifting some projects to capital outlay, and repaying portions of principal and interest on current debt. Bill Mullins estimated that a total of $1 to $2 million could be used as such. He emphasized that the remaining nearly $3 million must be spent or earmarked within a roughly 18-month period following completion of the current construction, expected perhaps late this year. The board had considered various options, including a new ag complex attached to the main building, south of a new gymnasium, with the current metal buildings likely to be raised to allow for parking. Estimated cost would range from $1.9 to $2.4 million. Projects started include replacing the freezer, cooler at the junior senior high, replace and enhance HVAC for the music rooms and library, and updating a new office complex for the junior senior high. It was pointed out that since the bonds have been issued with a payment schedule, there would be no impact to the mill levy. Efforts to maintain the mill levy are a consideration going forward, as capital outlay was assigned to a number of smaller projects considered. This fund collects around $700,000 annually. This might include auditorium updates, completing remaining stadium improvements, consideration of resurfacing the track, and expanding from 6 to 8 lanes to accommodate high school meets, and others. Asked for a straw poll, show of hands as to how many wanted tax relief, perhaps one-third to one-half of the 50 or so in attendance responded. Several people pointed out that any future bond issues would be a tough sell, and it would be good to consider additional improvements while costs could be maintained with contractors already on site and work in progress. Any additional construction would likely be targeted for next summer. A timeline for a board decision is not known, and it may be several months in the making. Bill Mullins did impress that he and the board have a plan going forward for the district, and he is pleased with the progress. Marysville USD 364 School Board met in special session last Tuesday, and following a 50-minute executive session, approved an amendment to Superintendent Bill Mullins' contract to include a pay increase as presented, along with a one-time retention and performance bonus. Jason Wheeler's contract was approved as amended, reflecting a 2% pay increase for the upcoming school year. And a certified contract was offered to Susan Fredericks as part-time elementary at-risk teacher. At the regular June meeting, the board approved pay raises for classified personnel, including staff, of an average 3.1%. A change to the student handbook was adopted, only allowing cell phones before and after school and at lunch. They will otherwise remain in lockers, book bags, or purses, but not in students' pockets. Marshall County Sheriff Dan Hargrave indicates phone scams continue to increase. He suggests one way to address it is not to answer a phone call by voice or text if the number of the caller is not on a person's contact list. If you're receiving calls from a landline phone and you do not have caller ID and you do not recognize the number, don't answer it. Hargrave said he sees people losing hundreds of thousands of dollars every year by falling for scams. Aside from that, simply dealing with fraudulent callers is an annoyance. He suggests people gather important phone numbers of family, friends, and professional services. If they need assistance entering those into a contact list, the Marshall County Sheriff's staff will assist Fort Hills Contact Sheriff's Department. A health alert has been issued by the state of Nebraska for Iron Horse Lake in Pawnee County due to health concerns from blue-green algae. Beaches are closed, but recreational boating is allowed with caution urged. The state will continue monitoring the situation. Walter Glenn Anderson, age 88, of Waterville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Family will receive friends after 10 a.m. until service time Friday. Anderis Fifely Funeral Home of Riley in charge of arrangements for Walter Glenn Anderson. Mary Lou Rudy, age 82, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the Chapel Oaks Funeral Home, Holton. Burial in the Holton Cemetery. Visitation after 10 a.m. until service time Friday at the Chapel Oaks Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Mary Lou Rudy. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, turkey, mashed potato, wheat roll, green bean casserole, cranberry sauce, and pumpkin dessert. Tomorrow, goulash, garlic bread, tossed salad, and Watergate salad. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We're still seeing disturbances across the central and upper parts of the Midwest, which is still going to bring us on and off chances of showers and thunderstorms as we head throughout the rest of this Thursday, continuing into tonight and lingering into early tomorrow. But otherwise, we'll finally see some quiet weather Friday afternoon into Saturday, but then more rounds of showers and thunderstorms by Sunday and into the early parts of next week, with a slight chance of storms on the 4th of July. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Thursday, showers and thunderstorms, otherwise cloudy, high of 83. Tonight, we'll continue the chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low near 66. For Friday, slight chance of storms, otherwise sunny skies with a high near 81. For Friday night, partly cloudy with a low near 59. As into Saturday, we'll have mostly sunny skies with a high near 85. Saturday night, mostly clear, low near 65. And Sunday, chance of storms, temperatures at 88. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Finally, varying precipitation totals with a couple rounds of thunder showers overnight. We recorded just short of 15 hundredths of an inch at studios. Average high temperature late June, 88. Record high in the state, 106 in 2012. The average low, 67. The record low is 52 in 1985. Sunset this evening, 8:53. Sunrise in the morning, 6 a.m. Heavy severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 10 a.m. Another round or two of showers, thunder showers likely. A rumble or two of thunder with a cloudy overcast this morning at 68 degrees. Winds out of the north at 10 to 15 miles an hour. Heavier thunderstorm activity confined to north central, east central Kansas. All part of a broad U-based loop that extends from south central Nebraska into the north central part of Kansas, just southwest of our listening area, and then loops out of Kansas to the east central part of the state and up again into northwest Missouri. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 29th of June. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
The Astros went out west. The Baby Bombers hit the south side. Chris Paul brings new energy to Houston and cheers for this umpire. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. Well, the Astros end Oakland's win streak at 4.
Now the pitch, and that's a base hit to right field. Radical score.
On KBME, Houston tops the A's 11-8. Now everybody knows Aaron Judge by now.
Hit is high. Hit is far. Hit is gone. Aaron Judge at a bullet line drive.
On WFAN, Judge added his major league leading 27th homer. Now get used to Miguel Andujar.
Up the middle, base hit. It is a two-run single in Andujar's first major league at bat.
Andujar had three hits and four RBIs in his major league debut. The Yankees crushed the White Sox 12-3. The defending champs have lost two in a row.
Deep right center field. Back goes Almora. Way back to the wall. And this one is gone. Goodbye.
On WJFK, the Nationals double up the Cubs 8-4. The AL Central leaders get back on track.
Brantley lines a base hit into left field.
On WTAM, Cleveland holds off Texas 5-3. An odd walk-off in Anaheim.
A swing and a miss. Go, run to first. Maven decides not to run. And the throw is over the head of Buckley. Here comes Revere. Drive home safely.
On KLAA, the Angels top the Dodgers 3-2. Before the Pirates beat Tampa in Pittsburgh, the bigger story, umpire John Tumpain prevented a woman from jumping off the Roberto Clemente Bridge before he got to the ballpark. After the game, he said bystanders came by to help.
Glad I was in the right place at the right time, and this isn't about me. I appreciate this opportunity, but I know this is just for her and that people care about her.
Emergency responders eventually arrived. NBA, the big trade early Wednesday. Clippers point guard Chris Paul going to the Houston Rockets for a handful of players and a 2018 first-round pick in cash. Rockets head coach Mike D'Antoni.
You're talking about a sure Hall of Famer, easy, maybe one of the best point guards ever to play the game. If we can't figure it out, then we're in trouble.
Todd Ant, ABC Sport.
Grab a bite or grab dinner tonight from the Hot Deli Case at Our Family Grocery in Marysville. Now featuring Chester's Fried Chicken. Try it. You'll like it. Serving lunch and dinner daily. The Hot Deli Case is open, featuring Chester's Fried Chicken at Our Family Grocery in Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update powered by AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Environmental Protection Agency Administrator Scott Pruitt told lawmakers on Tuesday that the EPA has sent its repeal of the Waters of the U.S. rule to the Federal Register, beginning the process of ending the regulation. During a Senate budget hearing on Tuesday, Pruitt told lawmakers the measure was being sent to the Federal Register the same day. The formal withdrawal of the Obama-era rule follows through on a campaign promise by President Trump, who signed an executive order requiring an EPA review of the rule. While the regulation went into effect in August of 2015, a federal court put the rule on hold. EPA intends to follow the federal rulemaking process in repealing the rule, meaning the process should take at least a year to repeal and replace. The notice of repeal was met by celebration from ag groups, including the National Cattlemen and Beef Association, as their president, Craig Uden, called the move a step in the right direction, while noting that the rule isn't dead yet. NCBA and others have vowed to submit comments during the rulemaking process to rescind the rule. USDA kicking off efforts to reorganize the department. As Politico reporting, the department has launched a commission to reorganize, modernize, and trim the department. The commission will form a plan to reform USDA, which will be based on Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue's reorganization plan announced back in May. The commission is part of the Trump administration effort to reorganize federal agencies to improve the efficiency, effectiveness, and accountability of the executive branch. The commission for USDA includes officials from Secretary Perdue's office and others within USDA serving as acting deputy undersecretaries. The effort being coordinated by Donald Bice, the associate director of the Office of Budget and Program Analysis. A former USDA official told Politico that USDA has been working on the plans for weeks since President Trump announced his budget proposal, saying this is going to be a tough year at USDA. With this Ag Business Update from AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News, Harvest Updates from Mid-America Ag Network, brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers and Kloss Equipment. Well, a wide area of showers and thunderstorms across north central, northeast, and east central Kansas early this morning, slowing down wheat harvest where rain has fallen. And a large area of Nebraska from southwestern to south central sections of that state also experienced some rain in the early morning hours. Now, Nebraska just getting started on its wheat harvest 2017, according to Caroline Brower of Nebraska Wheat.
We have the report for the first combines rolling here in southeast Nebraska over this weekend. And we know that there's some test cutting right now going on in parts of southern and southwest, but we expect really harvest to ramp up right around or just after the 4th.
We've had a huge amount of variability in our Kansas wheat harvest, and I know it's still very, very early, but does the Nebraska wheat look good so far?
We've got some pockets where the wheat actually is looking really good, and then we'll be in the same boat on some of the other areas. The state will be a little bit mixed. Some of what we're hearing out of southeast Nebraska right now sounds like harvest will be going pretty well. Obviously, southeast Nebraska is also our smallest production area. As you head further west, we're hearing where they're doing test cutting in southern Nebraska, where they actually have some of the snow damage. They said actually yields look like they're going to be about 20 bushel an acre lower than even they had anticipated based on that damage. Some of the results of the snowfall will actually be a little worse than originally anticipated. We also know that there's a lot of high moisture. Some of the early test cutting is showing high moisture levels right now, so even though it'll be ripe, farmers are waiting in that region to harvest it yet. We had some moisture reports coming in as high as 15.
Wheat harvest in Nebraska just getting underway. Ag News, Harvest Update, Mid-America Ag Network.
There's always need for agricultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. Kitty Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, that's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes, and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day. 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry. It is agriculture. June is Dairy Month, and before the month runs out, let's have a little fun with some trivia. How many pounds of milk does it take to make 1 gallon of ice cream? How many pounds of milk does it take to make 1 gallon of ice cream? I tell you, there's not much better than homemade ice cream. Anyway. The answer to the trivia question coming up after we hear from Ryan Yunkman of Rice Dairy in Chicago, talking about some of the problems facing the dairy industry right now. And we'll get to Ryan right after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at WHINK.com.
How well or how poorly dairies are doing varies state to state. Ryan Yunkman of Rice Dairy in Chicago says, for example, Michigan dairy farmers have been having to dump their milk in many cases because they just don't have processing available for it. While in Wisconsin, there is plenty of processing.
The economics change, I think, massively from state to state. A lot of it having to do with, is there processing? And how far does this milk have to move to go find a home? States like Michigan, it's a problem. In New York, it's a problem. Not the case for Wisconsin, which has more cheese processing facilities than any other state in the country.
A while back, we saw President Trump kind of stir up a little bit of a border war over filtered milk. And I believe the accusation is that Canadians are unfairly keeping U.S. milk out of Canada. What are your thoughts about that?
That was definitely the issue. I'm not going to take a side on what was right or wrong, but the reality is it did stop some U.S., you know, UHT milk from moving into Canada. But on the flip side, if I look at exports going into Canada, it is actually up almost double for butter, a market that we're seeing very tight. So, and even with the talks into Mexico, we've watched exports increase the last few months in pretty big numbers, 30-20% on non-fat cheese. So we are still moving a lot of product into our neighboring countries. It's just having some issues with this certain type of milk for the time being.
So even with all of this noise about negotiating or renegotiating NAFTA, the exports to Mexico and Canada are higher right now?
It sure looks like it. Again, just looking at the numbers, seeing exports of butter up almost twofold year over year going into Canada, watching exports into Mexico up big on cheese, up big on non-fat. We're still finding ways to get it out of the country. And again, with the U.S. being cheapest in the world, we should be. So it's a positive to see those things happening.
Ryan Yunkman of Rice Dairy in Chicago. The answer to the trivia question, how many pounds of milk does it take to make 1 gallon of ice cream? 12 pounds. Back after this.
Add a burst of color to your home with Valspar paint from Hometown Lumber and Hardware. They have a range of colors to choose from, and with your purchase of Pristine and Medallion paint, you can get a $10 rebate per gallon or $40 per 5 gallon containers of Valspar. This spirited holiday offer is good June 25th through July 9th. Splash on the color and then stand back in awe of the long-lasting, beautiful results. Visit Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville for Valspar paint and rebates.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Marysville Livestock Incorporated reminding producers no sale at Marysville Livestock this week or next week, July 6th. They're wishing all of their producers a safe and bountiful harvest and relaxing 4th of July holiday. Marysville Livestock will resume regular weekly sales for the rest of the summer beginning July 13th. Again, closed for summer harvest this week and the Independence holiday next Thursday. They welcome your calls to consign cattle at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. 7:30 from KNDY, familiar rumble of thunder on the horizon. Maybe another round of showers, thunder showers this morning. In fact, a thunderstorm watch in effect through 10 a.m. Wide band of activity extending out of south central Nebraska into north central Kansas through east central Kansas up into northwest Missouri this morning. Heavier thunder showers to our west and southwest moving our way. Recording just about 15 hundredths of an inch overnight here at studios. Depends where you are at, more or less likely.
This is the time of year to reflect on last year's crop cycle and make plans for next year. There are many decisions to be made and many options available. We'd like to help make the financial side of your planning a little easier. Our ag lenders know agriculture and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk about next year. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
We're just making a living, making things grow.
Nordis Motor Company in Marysville is featuring 17% off select 17 models. The 2017 Chevy Silverado 1500 model four-wheel drive pickups, double cab or crew cab, 17% off manufacturer's suggested retail price. The 2017 Chevy Equinox or Chevy Traverse, 17% off manufacturer's suggested retail price. 17% off select 17 models at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. Salvador Perez and Mike Moustakas hit consecutive homers during a four-run fourth inning, and the Kansas City Royals went on to beat the Detroit Tigers 8-2 last night. Ian Kennedy allowed two runs and five hits in seven innings for the Royals, earning his second victory in three starts. He gave up solo homers to Miguel Cabrera and Alex Avila, but only after Kansas City had jumped to a 5-0 lead. Daniel Norris permitted five runs and eight hits in 3 2/3 innings. Six of those hits came in the fourth. The Royals snapped a two-game losing streak and improved to 16-8 for the month of June. Again, the Royals over the Tigers last night, 8-2. And the New York Yankees and Boston Red Sox back in a first-place tie in the American League East. I'm Rick Everett, Mid-America Network Sports.
So, you say you like bingo. Well, how does this sound? Prairie Van Casino has the friendliest bingo facility and features. You better be sitting for this. 400 seats with cell phone chargers, 200 handheld electronic bingo devices, in-house progressive jackpots, hot balls and bonanzas, and play bingo from